Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, turn with me, if you would, in your Bibles to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 1. The past couple weeks, I shared on the importance of the Word of God and the Spirit of God being active in our lives as believers. And those two combined will allow us to walk victoriously as a believer in Jesus Christ. No matter what the circumstances arise, or what type of attack you face from the enemy, we have to stay strong and believe that God has made a way for us to come through it victoriously. Amen? This is that video said, the enemy might be fighting us, but we've already won because Jesus won. Amen? And we talked a couple weeks ago about speaking the Word of God with boldness and with faith, and then allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us by releasing His healing power and His anointing in situations we face. It'll make a huge impact in our lives and in our personal ministry. And this morning, I want to share another key that we read about and hear about, but we really need to understand its importance in our lives, and that's the reality of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not some mythical, far-off place. It's not some place that we're going to get to someday. Kingdom of God is today. It's here. Amen? Praise the Lord. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 3. It says, to these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. The Message paraphrase says, after his death, he presented himself alive to them in many different settings over a period of 40 days. In face-to-face meetings, he talked to them about things concerning the kingdom of God. Here we see the resurrected Jesus for 40 days. He shared and continued to instill in the disciples the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. For 3 years, they had heard him teach about the kingdom. They had seen him demonstrate about the kingdom. But Jesus felt that their understanding of the kingdom was so important that he spent another 40 days explaining it to them even further. He wanted the kingdom of God to be down inside of them, to be so rooted in them that they didn't have any questions about what it is. It should be the same way with us. We should have a deep understanding of the kingdom of God, a reality of what the kingdom is, who represents the kingdom, what that all entails. Amen? And it's something that we should get a hold of. He wanted them to have a kingdom perspective in everything that they did. He wanted to reinforce what he told them right from the very start. As Christians, our life and character and purpose are shaped by the kingdom perspective we possess.
Thank you, brother.
Excuse me. Look at Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Praise the Lord. We need to have our perspective about the kingdom shaped by the Word of God. Amen. Luke chapter 12, verse 31 and 32 says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now the word kingdom here in the Greek is the word basileia, and it means a royal power, dominion, rule, the right or authority to rule over a kingdom. It's a realm. When you seek the kingdom of God, Jesus said, everything will come into alignment in your life. Amen? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things. He's been talking about, don't worry about what you're going to wear, don't worry about what you're going to eat, don't worry about any of that stuff. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you get a proper kingdom perspective, you won't get into worry. You won't get into fretting about how things are going to happen. Amen? You're just going to trust God that everything is going to come into a proper alignment because you are properly aligned yourself. Amen? And everything will just come into place. Anybody ever experienced that? Amen? You struggle and you struggle, and then all of a sudden one day the lights come on and you know what? I'm going to put God first. I'm going to put His kingdom first. You can even be saved and not have God first in your life. Amen? He can be your Savior, but it's another thing for Him to be your Lord. Amen? You've got to put Him first and have that perspective. Look at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We need to have a proper kingdom perspective. Everything that Jesus did, He did from a kingdom perspective and in establishing the kingdom of God on the earth. Verse 14, it says, after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the kingdom. Amen. The good news of the kingdom of God. The good news that the kingdom of God brings with it. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. See, when we start hearing the word kingdom, we think of the old castle, the basilica, you know, where the knights and the king lived, and they're all there, and it's just one little place. Well, no, the kingdom of God is everywhere. We'll get into that a little bit more, but the kingdom of God, Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God on the earth. Romans 1, 16 and 17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Jesus came to preach the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God, is that righteousness is part of that kingdom. Amen? The kingdom brings with it righteousness, and it brings with it deliverance, and it brings with it safety. Amen? It brings with it healing. It brings with it peace. It brings with it joy. That's why it's good news. Amen? Jesus in John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you've entered the kingdom of God. You are part of the kingdom of God. You are now a duly licensed representative of the kingdom of God. And your job and our job is to preach the same message of the kingdom. Amen? Everywhere that Jesus went, He preached the kingdom of God. Amen? From the point where you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you have the responsibility. But it's even greater than that. It's a privilege to share and advance the kingdom of God. The Message paraphrase in Romans 1:16 says, "It's news I'm most proud to proclaim, this extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts Him, starting with Jews and then right on to everyone else." The kingdom of God is wherever the reign or the dominion or the power of God is manifested. Look at Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. As I said, the kingdom of God isn't something mythical. It's not something that we're going to get to someday. It's something you're a part of right now. Amen? The kingdom of God is advancing. Jesus said, I'm going to establish my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen? The kingdom of God is advancing. It may look like, oh, things aren't going well. The kingdom of God is advancing. It's moving forward. Amen? Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 11, verse 20, the King James Version reads, this is Jesus speaking. He said, "But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. But when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh away from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils." Everything that Jesus did, everything that Jesus taught, everything that Jesus preached is related to the claim that the kingdom of God arrived through the start of his ministry. Hallelujah. His preaching and teaching was the good news that the dominion of the God of this world was coming to an end. That the realm of God, the kingdom of God, the power of God was now on the scene. That's the message that he was sharing after his resurrection for those 40 days. The good news of the gospel, that's the message we are privileged to share. When we begin to speak God's word, as I talked about a couple weeks ago, we are releasing his power. We're releasing the power of the kingdom of God into that situation. Whether it's that situation in our life or it's a situation in someone else's life. You are anointed. You are entrusted with the message of the kingdom of God. You are an ambassador for Christ. Everywhere you go, you take with you the kingdom of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. The realities of the kingdom of God. It needs to be a reality in your life. Amen? Matthew 4:23. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Look on over Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. It says, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you've received, freely give." Part and parcel of the kingdom of God is healing and deliverance and restoration. Amen? Everywhere that Jesus went, he healed everybody that came to him. Anointed by the Holy Ghost. Amen? He did it. You're anointed by the Holy Ghost also. Praise the Lord. Look at Galatians chapter 1. The purpose of the kingdom of God coming to the earth is for its citizens to do God's will on the earth. Amen. Matthew 6:10 said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus said that. Thy kingdom come. Jesus brought the kingdom. He established the kingdom. When the Holy Ghost anointed Jesus with power and he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And when he talked about that one who comes into the strong man's house and overpowers him and takes it, that's what he was talking about. Jesus is that strong man. Jesus came in to the devil's playground, the devil's kingdom, and he took back. Amen? He overpowered him. Praise the Lord. And it just didn't happen when he rose from the dead. It started before that. Because he was anointed by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit in power. Praise the Lord. Look at Galatians chapter 1. Verse 3 and 4, the Amplified Version says, "Grace and spiritual blessing be to you, and soul peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ the Messiah, who yielded himself up to atone for our sins and to save and sanctify us in order to rescue and deliver us from this present wicked age and world order in accordance with the will and the purpose and the plan of God and our Father." He delivered us from this present wicked age and world order. It's not something we got to wait till we get to heaven. Amen? We are operating in the kingdom of God today. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by who? The devil. Amen? Praise the Lord. This present wicked age and world order, God rescued us and delivered us from it. That's the message of the kingdom of God. That's the good news. People don't have to be bound by drugs and by alcohol and by pornography and any other thing that people are bound by. They've got a chance. They've got hope in Jesus Christ. Jesus came to change things. Amen? Praise the Lord. John 6:38, Jesus said, "I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." The kingdom of God is the rule of God, which has invaded the kingdom or the rule of Satan in this present evil age. That's the message of the gospel. God's not some uncaring, distant, unknowable God. He sent Jesus here to set up a kingdom that he is our Lord, that he's our Savior. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And he set that up. And we're still part of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God didn't end when Jesus went back to heaven. It's just been expanding. Amen. All that Jesus did showed that our Father God was far more loving and compassionate than mankind had ever dreamed of. Still true today. Amen. Tragedy happens. What's the first thing that comes out of people's mouths? How did God did that? God must have needed another little angel in heaven. People speaking out of ignorance because they don't know God the Father. Amen. It showed when everywhere Jesus went and preached the gospel of the kingdom, and he healed everybody who needed healing, and he delivered everybody who needed to be set free, demonstrating the love of God. That's the kingdom of God. That's the reality of the kingdom of God. It's based in love. Amen? His healings were manifestations of the presence of the kingdom. His deliverance was manifestations of the presence of the kingdom. The message that he preached was the fabric of the kingdom. Understanding about the kingdom of God is fundamental to understanding the ministry of Jesus. The kingdom of Satan was Jesus' enemy. Jesus was sent by God to shatter the strongholds that Satan has in people's lives. Look at 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3:8. Praise the Lord. First John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 14 says, since then the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Jesus came to the earth. Amen. He came with a plan. He came with a purpose. He came to save us. He came to rescue us. He came to shatter Satan's strongholds in our lives. That's what the message of the kingdom is. That's the reality of the kingdom of God. That Jesus destroyed it. Amen? Look at Colossians. Turn with me, if you would, to Colossians. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. It says, for he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He delivered us from the domain, or from, that's the word exousia, the authority of darkness. The enemy has no more authority over you at all. Amen? When he comes and tries to whisper in your ear or tries to bring up your past, you just need to tell him to shut up and get out. Get out of my house. Amen? Get off my property. Do not come back. We need to do that. Amen? We need to speak that because Jesus delivered us from that. Look on over chapter 2, verse 14. Says, having canceled out the certificate of death consisting of decrees against us and which was hostile to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Hallelujah. He made a display of them openly. Look at Acts chapter 26. You know, when we read that in Colossians about he's delivered us, deliverance isn't for some future thing. When I get to heaven, I'll be delivered of this. No, that word deliverance means to take out for yourself, to deliver, to rescue. The person who does so having a special interest in the result of his act. He takes special interest in delivering you and setting you free and breaking those strongholds in your life. That's a reality that we need to get in us. It's not for somebody else. It is for somebody else. It's for everybody else to believe. But it's for you, too. Well, he can do it for somebody else, but he doesn't love me enough. Yes, he does. He loves you just as much as he loves the next person. Hallelujah. Where did I tell you to go to? Acts 26. It says to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Hallelujah. Deliverance is for today. Acts 26, 18. Amen? Everybody say that out. Deliverance is for today.
Deliverance is for today.
My deliverance
is for today.
Amen? We need to get that down in us. It's not, well, I'm working through this. No, Jesus came to deliver you from that, to set you free. It's today. The enemy wants you to think that it'll happen someday. He's a liar. He doesn't want you to get a hold of the reality of the kingdom of God in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're delivered from this present world order. Praise the Lord. Amen? We're delivered from this present world order. Just because things are going a certain way in the world doesn't mean that it has to be that way in your life. Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do if the stock market crashes? What are we going to do if we run out of this and we run out of that? My God is Jehovah Jireh. He supplies all my needs. Amen? He hasn't failed me up till now, and he's not going to fail me yet. Amen? He's always faithful. We just need to make that a reality. We're not under the world order. That's why the world doesn't like us. Because we know what and who they're under. Amen? They're captive, held bound by the kingdom of darkness. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5, verse 8. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You sometimes were darkness, now you're light. Walk as children of light, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Having no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You are a representative of the kingdom of God. Amen? Don't back down when the enemy comes against you or you face things that are darkness. You know where they're coming from. Where they're originating from. Hebrews chapter 2. Praise the Lord. The old world system will try to keep us in bondage. It will if you love it. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 and 4 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will." Praise the Lord. God wants to move in us and through us. Religious traditions, if not overcome, will hold us back from walking in the fullness of the kingdom of God. Amen. Look at Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Verse 1, "And it came about soon afterwards that he began going about from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him." Everywhere that Jesus went, he preached the kingdom of God. Amen? The message of deliverance, the message of righteousness, the message of peace with God. Amen? Everywhere he went. So, it's really the effects of God's kingdom that are observable by those with whom it came into contact with. Wasn't just preaching and teaching. He demonstrated the kingdom of God, proving the power of God. Amen? Look at Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, 17 and 20. Been talking about the last couple weeks about the Holy Spirit and the spoken word of God working in concert together. Amen? Mark 16, 17 and 20 says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God." And then what happened? They went out and preached everywhere. Amen? What do you think they were preaching? The kingdom of God. Amen? It says, "And the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." When you speak the word, as I said, and release the power of God into someone's situation or their life, just trust the Holy Spirit to move with signs and wonders. Amen? It's not about how anointed you are. It's about the faith that you have and who you are. You are a member. You are an ambassador of the kingdom of God. And everywhere that you go, and everywhere the kingdom of God goes, the rule and the dominion of God is present there. And it's got to become a reality. Say, "Well, that would be nice if that happened." If you have that mentality, it's not going to happen. Amen? We've got to speak the word. We've got to trust the Holy Spirit. And as I said last week, the word always brings clarity when the Holy Spirit does move. When the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost and people were just all confused and perplexed, and what happened? Peter brought the word, said, "This is what the prophet Joel foretold." And he explained it. So when you're praying for somebody, and you're sharing the kingdom of God principles with somebody, and you're sharing righteousness and peace, you've got the word of God to show. If you pray for them and they begin to think, "Wow, something's going on. What's happening?" It's the power of God has been released into your body, affecting a change. Amen? It's the same thing that happened when Jesus preached the kingdom. Praise the Lord. It's the effects of the kingdom. Everywhere that Jesus went, he affected people's lives. That's the message of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Acts 14:3 says, "Long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands." They spoke the word. Spoke boldly in the Lord. Romans 15:19 says, "Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem round about Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." Wasn't just in word, he demonstrated the kingdom of God to people through signs and wonders. Hallelujah. We serve a God who's full of signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 2, we'll close with this. 1 Peter chapter 2. Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Most people, when you start talking about demonstrating the kingdom, praying for people, they feel unworthy. "Well, who am I? I'm just somebody who just cleans the church. I'm just somebody who does clerical stuff. I just teach the kids. I just play music. I just do this. I just run the soundboard." Don't ever let the devil discount who you are as a child of God and as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what the enemy wants you to do. He doesn't want you to be bold. He doesn't want you to recognize who you are, because 1 Peter 2:9 says you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Praise the Lord. "Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Praise the Lord. Amen. Representatives of the kingdom of God. We need to get down in us. Needs to be a reality to us. As we minister to people, love on people, see people in all kinds of circumstances, we've got the answer. And we just have to speak the word and trust the Holy Spirit to move through us and touch them. Amen? You've got the power of God on the inside of you. Representative of the kingdom. Everywhere that you go, you're representing the kingdom. At work, amen? At school, wherever it may be, you're representing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for your word. We thank you and praise you, Father, that you just bring to our remembrance all these things, Father. That you just help us to know who we are. And help us to recognize and know, Father, when those opportunities do arise, that to know the right things to say, that we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us and speak through us. And we now allow the anointing that's part of who we are to flow through us and into people's lives, Father. I thank you for that. Praise you for that. And Father, I just give you all the glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.